Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 2nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prevalence and predictors of neurocognitive dysfunction in adults with congenital heart disease. Results from MINDS, ACHD. This prospective study examined neurocognitive dysfunction in adults with moderate to severe complex congenital heart disease. The study found a significant prevalence of neurocognitive deficits in this population and identified risk factors such as atrial fibrillation, heart failure, and repeated cardiac interventions that contribute to cognitive impairment. These findings highlight the need for routine neurocognitive screening and targeted interventions to improve long-term outcomes in adults with congenital heart disease. Article number 2. Adverse pregnancy outcomes and long-term risk of stroke, a Swedish nationwide co-sibling study. This large nationwide study from Sweden evaluated the association between adverse pregnancy outcomes and long-term stroke risk. Results demonstrated that women with a history of preterm delivery or who were small for gestational age experienced a significantly elevated long-term risk of stroke. These findings underscore the importance of considering adverse pregnancy outcomes as a risk factor for later life cardiovascular disease and stroke prevention strategies. Article number 3. Optimal medical care and coronary flow capacity guided myocardial revascularization versus usual care for chronic coronary artery disease. The Century Trial. The Century Trial investigated whether an intensive medical management strategy guided by coronary flow capacity assessment via positron emission tomography, PET, could improve outcomes in patients with stable chronic coronary artery disease compared to standard care. The study demonstrated that this comprehensive approach, using revascularization only for those with severely reduced coronary flow capacity, led to improvements in risk factors. It also reduced the need for subsequent revascularization procedures. Article number 4. Artificial intelligence-based identification of thin cap fibroatheromas and clinical outcomes. The PECTIS AI study. The PECTIS AI study evaluated the use of artificial intelligence to identify thin cap fibroatheromas, a high-risk plaque feature, using optical coherence tomography images in patients after myocardial infarction. The study found that the artificial intelligence algorithm accurately identified thin cap fibroatheromas and was predictive of future adverse cardiovascular events. This suggests that artificial intelligence can improve risk stratification and potentially guide targeted interventions in patients with coronary artery disease. Article number 5. Surgical left atrial appendage occlusion in valvular heart disease without atrial fibrillation. The Opinion Trial. The Opinion Trial investigated the efficacy of surgical left atrial appendage occlusion in patients undergoing valvular surgery who did not have atrial fibrillation but had a CHA-DS-VASc score of 2 or greater. The study did not demonstrate a significant reduction in postoperative thromboembolic events with surgical left atrial appendage occlusion compared to no occlusion. Therefore, prophylactic surgical left atrial appendage occlusion cannot be recommended for stroke prevention in this patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.